Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs released and recorded from the 1960s through the 1980s. Some favorite songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, The Miracles, The Marvelettes, Smokey Robinson, The Commodores, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. Well, first up, a great song by Diana Ross that was recorded actually after she left the Motown record label on the RCA record label. Well, the song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, was also the title of the 1981 album released by Diana Ross on the RCA record label. It was the first album she recorded without Motown, having left the label earlier that year to sign a $20 million deal with RCA. The album was also the first to be produced by the singer, and it became her second RIAA certified platinum album. Well, among the hits on the album include Why Do Fools Fall in Love, also a song called Mirror Mirror, and a 1980s aerobics crazed inspired song called Work That Body, which was also released as a 12-inch single with an extended time of 6 minutes and 32 seconds. A solo version of Diana and Lionel Richie's duet called Endless Love is also featured on this album. Why Do Fools Fall in Love was originally a great hit in the late 1950s by Frankie Lyman, and the song was written by Frankie and Morris Levy. Well, here is Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Diana Ross, right here on Motown.
Gonna
Motown Mummy from the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, and this song put Motown Records on the map, reaching number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1960, Shop Around. And we started with Diana Ross, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1981. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring some favorite songs from the 1960s through the 1980s on this edition of Motown Memories. Well, coming up, the very first number one song on the Motown record label, a great song by the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman. Well, Please Mr. Postman took longer to reach the number one position than any record that had come before. But it didn't matter to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, because it was the first number one single for the Detroit label, and a sure sign that the world knew that Motown was here to stay. Well, in the early 1950s, Berry Gordy was running a record shop in Detroit that specialized in jazz. When the business went bankrupt, he turned to writing and producing records. As mentioned, Berry's first act to chart was the Miracles with Shop Around that we just heard. Well, it was a female quintet from the Detroit suburb of Inkster that gave Berry his number one single. They formed a group while attending Inkster High School and called themselves the Cassiettes, a contraction of Can't Sing Yet. In 1961, they entered the school talent contest, knowing the winners would get an audition with Motown. They came in fourth, but their teacher thought they sounded too good to lose, and she asked the principal if the girls could go with the top three acts to Motown, and the principal agreed. Well, Please Mr. Postman features a very young Marvin Gaye playing drums on this record. The Beatles recorded Please Mr. Postman, and so did the Carpenters, who also took the song to number one in January of 1975. It is one of only 7 songs to be number one by different artists. Well, here are the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memories.
Friends so far.
The smooth sound of Smokey Robinson being with you, they reached number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1981, and 20 years earlier, the first Motown number 1 single from 1961, The Marvelettes with Please Mr. Postman. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some favorite songs from the 1960s through the 1980s for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the first number 1 song from the Commodores, Three Times a Lady from 1978. Well, writer Lionel Richie was inspired to write Three Times a Lady at a party celebrating his parents' 37th wedding anniversary. He recalled that, quote, "My father stood up and gave this wonderful speech about how he had been around my mother and spent years of ups and downs. And he's probably never taken the time to say thank you, Alberta, for all the years that you spent with me and struggled me. And I said, my goodness, I'm in the same situation." Well, Lionel told Dick Clark in a Mutual Broadcasting special that, quote, "I haven't taken the time to tell my wife thank you. How many other guys are in the same position?" Quote. Well, here are the Commodores, Three Times a Lady, right here on Motown Memories.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. I love you. When we are together, the moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you, there's nothing to keep us
with Tom Fallon.
Over your head would be the bluest sky.
Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, a great song, Tracks of My Tears, reaching number 16 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, number 10 tune from 68, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. And we start with that number one from the Commodores from 78, Three Times a Lady. Well, this hour, we feature some great favorite songs from the 1960s through the 1980s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured in this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.